Good morning, everyone. I hope your day is off to a great start. I want to welcome you to another episode of our prior podcast. I hope you're having a great day, and I want you to rejoice in the Lord because He's a good God to us. Our scripture today will be taken from Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. And it reads, "Remember he not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall bring forth. Shall he not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God is saying He's going to do something new in our life. We just got to remember that. That a lot of the things that we have experienced before, we won't experience again. That God is going to be in control today. And He's our God who's able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think of. I want you to continue to pray for yourself today. Pray for your family. And pray for me. Again, I am Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of the Elium Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. So let us pray. The world may seem as war, but God is in control. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, God, because you are our Savior, our Lord, our God, and our Creator. We thank you because nothing is impossible for you. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us, waking us up this morning with a mind and a heart to serve you, a mind and a heart to glorify you, a mind and a heart to honor and praise your holy name. We know, God, that there's nothing that we can do without you because you have always been a good God. We thank you for that. And we thank you for another day, Jesus. We thank you for your power and your might and your glory. And as we go through this day, God, help us to remember that you are our refuge and our strength. Help us, Lord God, to find comfort in you, to understand that your God is in control. And because your God is in control, it doesn't matter what the enemy puts our way, it will not come to pass because you are God. No matter what we go through, God, you can turn it around for our favor. You can bless us in ways we never thought possible because of your power and your love towards us. And so, God, as we read in your scripture, so we should remember not the former things. Help us to not keep focusing on the former things, not keep focusing on problem, not keep focusing on disappointment, not keep focusing on distress, not keep focusing on issues that we have gone through that was not good, but help us, God, to focus on a God who is able to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask him for. And God, like the songwriter said, no matter what our problem is, no matter what we went through, you are God. And because you are God, you would do for us that we cannot even do for ourselves. Because you are God, you will step in and intervene in our life in a positive way. Because you are God, you will open door for us that we never thought possible. Because you are God, we can pray and believe that God is able to do great things in our life because he's God. And so, God, you said we should not focus so much, not remember so much, not keep so much former things in our life, no, God, nor the things of old, not the things that have not been good to us, but help us to focus on you and know that you are God, is able to do abundantly above all we could ask or think of. Help us to focus on you because you are the God of our life. You do for us that we cannot even do for ourselves. Help us to focus on you, that you are able to do great things in our life. Help us to focus on you. You said we should not consider those things that have not been good for us. Oh God, we should not consider those things that have not been wonderful. Help us to remember that God can do everything. It doesn't matter what problems come our way, God can fix it. It doesn't matter what sickness come our way, God can heal us. It doesn't matter what financial struggle we go through, God can provide for us. It doesn't matter what God, what we rejected or lose amazing God you can do for us. You can bless us in ways we never thought possible. You can bless us at home. You can bless us at the job. You can bless us in the family. You can bless us in the church. You can bless us in ways, God, that we never thought about, because we can have joy in you, joy in our soul. Because God, like the songwriter said, you are God who's in control, and there's nothing impossible for you to do, God, because you created the heaven and the earth. You created each and every one of us because you have a plan for us. And so, God, help us to remember to not focus on those former things, not focus on the things of old. And you said in your scripture, behold, I will do a new thing. Thank you, God, for the new thing that you are going to do in our life, the new thing you're already doing. And God, as we go through this day, help us to remember that God is going to do a new thing. And sometimes, God, we don't like changes, but sometimes changes come good because of the blessing that you have in store for us. And so, God, help us to remember your word and remember that you're going to do a new thing for us. And because of that new thing, we can rejoice in you. We can have joy in you. You said, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall he not know it? You ask us a question. When you're doing a new thing, we're going to know that God is doing great things in our life. We're going to know that God has been good to us. We're going to know that God is doing something for us that we not even thought possible. We're going to know that you are holy, God. He said, shall he not know? Hallelujah. To behold the beauty of God. You're going to do great things. You're going to beautify us. You're going to bless us. You're going to open doors for us that we never thought possible. You're going to intervene in our life in a mighty way. You're going to help us to have fun, have joy in you, be able to pray like used to, sing like used to, rejoice like used to. Oh God, we thank you for that. And God, we are praying that the power of God will not only move in our life, but will shine so our family can see that there is a change, that they can see that there's a holy God, that they can too, Lord God, pray and surrender to you and serve you wholeheartedly, that they too will experience the power of God in their life, knowing that God have done wonderful things for all of us. And so God, you said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Even when things are not perfect like we intended to do, God, we should trust and believe that you can bless us even in disadvantage. You can bless us even in problem. You can bless us even when things are not going as good. You can bless us, God, in ways we never thought possible, because you are God in control. You are God who will turn our weakness into glory, turn our disappointment into something greater. We can have joy in you. In the midst of problem, we can have joy. Oh God, because you can intervene and turn those bad situations around for our good, for your good. Lord, help us to surrender to you, not give up on you, not take discouragement, not believe that God is not able to do great things for us, but help us to depend upon you, believe you, and take you at your word, knowing that we serve a God who have great plan for us. Help us not to stop praying, not to give up on you, but to continue to rejoice in you. And God, you see everyone who are listening to the podcast. God, you know what they're going through. You know their situation. You know their problem. But God, I'm praying today in the name of Jesus that God, you intervene in each and every one of their life. And God, set up a revival for them. Oh God, intervene. Come the men. Oh God, who work out situation from them. Where there's war, God, you will interview. You will plead. Oh God, and you make ways for them, God. Remove all those former things in their life that God is not producing good. And God, set them on fire for you, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Uplift them in a mighty way. Encourage them in a mighty way, God, so that the power of God can take hold of their life and move in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you for this day and for all that you have done. We thank you for your blessing and for your power. And God, we are asking you to continue to move like only you alone can. And let your will be done in this prayer. We thank you for another prayer session. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to encourage all of you to continue to trust God. Continue to believe him and continue to take him at his word. Because God will do great things in your life. Don't give up on God, but just remember that he is able to do something good for you. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk again soon. Bye-bye.